Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzalem. Chiba Yisayun Adafta Shenivra Betzalem. Shenema Kirtzolim Kimotzes Adam. So there's a Chiba of Adam that is never Betzalem, and a Chiba Yisayra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him know there was created Betzalem. So he says, Shenema Kirtzolim Kimotzes Adam. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Bonim Lamokim, Chibisayin Adasav, Shenikru Bonim Lamokim, Shem Bonim Atem Shem Akechem. Chavim Yisrael Shem Lankvichem, Da Chibisayin Adasav, Shem Lankvichem, Da Shem Nivai Lam, Shem Aki, Lekach, Tem Sadechem Tassasavayu. So Raul goes, Vrei Eme Chaviv Adam, Nira Kimayim Ezek Kava Reb Akiva Bikam, the reason why Reb Akiva's Mayma is over here, you know, the juxtaposition of this maima, the previous maima, if nei shamal if nei ze gedorim siag lepishus, gedorim siag lepishus. Al ze ama ki royu ha'odom shiyases siag v'geda elov. So it says before that gedorim are siag lepishus. So he's telling us that it's royu that a person should put a siag around himself. Ki moi mi sheish lekem chaviv. So it's very interesting. He of the Ma'amarim before that of all the things that are siyog, he did say siyog lechach meshtika. And but the one that he picks over here, the maral for dafke for having the example of chviva sodom the nevet olakim. Is the siyog l'nedarim, l'nedarim siyog l'prishus. So I think the word is because the main nekuda, when you're talking about the havdalah between Adam and other inyanim in the Bria that are more gas, then we're speaking specifically about that we're speaking about Adam and his taivis and so on. So that's probably of all of the previous mentioned pieces, this is the one that's most negia. Certainly, the mice is a siyog lashiris is not negia, and even the mesorah siyog l'tor is not negia, but even siyog l'chach meshtika. But that's a deeper havdalah. But adam to be mavul adam for everything else, the dorma the siyog l'prishus. So Adam b'tzuras tzelmalakim, his gather is precious. Rather than that, I'm precious. Alzeh amai kira Adam she'asas siyog v'ger elav, k'moy mishesh l'kem chaviv. F'imadregis ha'kem she'esh l'oysi siyog elav. Shem yesh l'isodah she'yerek in oysi siyog v'ger elav. On a yerek, a person doesn't make a siyog in a gather. Well, if it's a gather, dafka l'kerev shu chaviv loy. Wherever there's a certain chvivus, that way makes a gather. Let's go slowly over here. First of all, he's saying that it's totally in chvivus. I don't think. I mean, in very you could learn pshat is that there's no. It's not a big loss if you lose some urakis to people taking, so you don't build a fence around it, and therefore you, because it's not worth your time and effort and so on. Mashayin Cain, a kerem, which is a lot, it's more expensive, you sort of make a get in a circle because it's expensive stuff. I think the pshat is deeper than that. I think the pshat is the something, let's take, there are other times when a person makes a shmir on something. When I have something that is chaviv to me, in the other way to bekav shaloi, that a person is not going to take someone else's tefuah and sell it off to get money for it, because there's an umdana, that I'm right to bekav shaloi, so it's machmas chaviv as the person wants it. A person has a chafet, a person has a favorite pen of his, a person has a favorite chair. It's not worth a lot, and the Shemira around it is not so much because it's a hefzid, but it's a chvivus. This is my chafetz. The gedder is mavlit, the ownership of mine on the chafetz. So something which is chaviv to me, I want to keep it for me, and the putting the gedder around it is sharp in the sense that it's mine. Things that are really yours, you don't particularly like that somebody else takes and borrows it or uses it, because it takes away from the sense of yours over here. As, so something that's chaviv, you want it. Something that's not chaviv, you don't particularly care so much about. Then there's a nidoin of hefzid moment. But mitzvah, the chefet itself is also a gather of this type of thing. Now, specifically by Adam, the gather that you want to put around Adam, I think we spoke before about it, is not only as a shmira, it's not doima to the type of shmira that you would have by a chefet. By chefet, somebody's going to come and take it away from you. So you put a get around as a shmira, a kerem, you're worried about an animal coming, or whatever it is. By Adam, the etzem tishtush hagvulis between Adam and the surrounding destroys the tzuras Adam. In other words, just like Lamashal, if a person's wife were to be Hefker, then the Hefker itself is that which takes away the Shem wife. If a person's interaction with what's around him is Hefker, he indulges freely. So that's a Tishtus HaGvulis of the Tzuras Adam. And that itself, without creating any further issues, it takes away from Tzuras Tzolom Alakim. It says in the Pasuk, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani, so Yahu Kamayni, it's a very, very strange Pasuk. Well, what does the Pshat mean, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani? Is it part of the general Valachta Bedrochov? Well, what is it that is the Machayev? It does not match what goes on with the Lachim, because the Lachim has its own chiyuv and it has its own gedarim. So what is it exactly? So I think the pshat is a Kaddish Baruch Hu is called a Kaddish, meaning the metzias of a Likus is that it's mufresh and muvdal from the world around him. From anything else. In fact, Rashi says the word kadosh means muvdal and so on. If Klal Yisrael is meant to belong to Kadosh Baruch Hu or to be Betzelma Lekim, so they have to be of that kind and not of the other kind. Ki Kadosh Ani tells me that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a muvdal, so the inyanim that are shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the muvdalim in the Bria. And if something is not muvdal, it's not going to be shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he says, to your of that world. If he's Mufresh and Mufdol, now, in this case, there's a knach here. It's not enough just not to do it. Let's say a person doesn't overeat, doesn't overindulge. So he's not into gashmius, but if it's not with a havdalah, then it's not going to be, then it's not telling me that this thing is be'etzim not. Lemoshel, when it comes to dvarim asurim, so the main point is not to be oiva. So the level of gedder I need is a type of gedder that I won't be oiva. So if I'm oimer on myself, that this is an inyan that I'm not particularly chvesa, I don't have a particularly it's a horror for krebs. So I don't have to make any gedarim for krebs, and it's not a problem for me. So I'm not grading myself in it. But here it's different. Here the mechuvin is that I'd be not shayach to it. In inyanim of gashmius, the issue is, do I belong to Kugel, or do I belong to things that are different, beyond, above it? And that's where we have that Nekudas Havdalah. If it's done through a neder specifically, then it's done with a tkifis, and it's done with something, it creates a sharp Havdalah, and it's mavdal between you and it, and that's when you accomplish what Havdalah is supposed to accomplish. Mashayin Kane is things that don't in Mashenkin, if I don't do it, they just don't do it. So I'm not doing it, but it doesn't create the sharpness of the Havdalah. Just like one of the nice things when you have a garden, for instance, one of the yifi of a garden is when you clearly delineate the area of each flower. I think it's called edging, if I'm not mistaken. It's like you sort of sharply mark off the perimeter of this material around the tree, around the shrub. Any time it has its clear, sharp definition, there's a chshivas to it. It's not just run on with whatever happened to grow there. So since Adam is chavi, yesh al yainin nosam, Hashem is from the Baruch Hu Pash Nedarim. So Nedarim is the kaddish atzim chavi mutalecha, that the person can create the chalois isa daska. So here it's not only a person who doesn't eat kugel, it's a person who's moved off from it, and the nether makes that, creates that chalois havdol and so on. So he says that the person, it shouldn't be mekalkul, his mila there is betalmalikim. Also, you can be madgish. The word selam alekim. The word selam has shaychus to being a tzura, even though it's not a tzura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom, it's a tzura HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, whatever it is. But the word selam is applied to a certain level of tzura. Things that are a tzura lose the tzura when the kabim don't become bur. The tzura is if you impose a circle on a slab of stone, the sharpness of it makes the perfection of the circle. If it loses its sharpness and it's just circular, then it's no longer, because it's a tzura, it loses out when the evidence of tishus hagvulas. He says, if lokatnos apashus noza apashus saita, so noza is a gedda of nedarim, and the reason why we tell somebody who is a saita yadat mina yayin, because yayin brings to it. So he's talking about the obvious iser and so on, but I think also, if you think about it, the Arayus is a gedder that the world was greater itself in. It says Menech will greater themselves in Arayus. It's something that pretty much is across the board in almost all cultures, that you know, there's a staying away for especially HSH is almost universal. And mitzadet gather people would not be nichshol. The yayin, the teva of yayin is to be mitashtish gvulas. Yayin doesn't increase a person's yetzahara as much as it sort of represses his gedarim, his inhibitions, his gedarim. He says things he shouldn't say. He does things he shouldn't do. He doesn't have the self control that he has. So the it's not that yayin creates that type of gather. It's not yayin creates a specific yitzhar of it. It's yayin diminishes the sense of gedarim. Same thing as it blurs a person's vision. Things become blurred. It doesn't have the sharpness of each nekuda. So like I said before, that yayin and schoik and kalas roish are things, schoik and kalas roish are magil l'erva. So there's also schoik and kalas roish. They just increases the taiva. It represses the person's gdorim and so on. So yayin is the voice of things that represses the person's gdorim, and b'meila, that's why it becomes, that's why in yayin specifically, there seems to be menazazah from yayin. Next piece here is a little bit longer. I don't want to go into it after a limited time. I think we mentioned before there's a maral that speaks about the issur of drinking yayin esach, not yayin esach, stam yayinam. So he writes in a few places about stam yayinam. It was obviously a big problem in his days. People liked the geisha wines and so on. And they said, you know, A, they're not over Abuzor today. B, we're not, just because we have a lechayim once in a while with a guy in the bar, we're not going to intermarry with them. That's the lashon of that was the tain of the people in his door. And he writes for the Rav Chaitzel Avitesh, very, very sharp and very fiery on them. One of the points he makes is as follows. He says they're tining that Shul goes on Yedim on Shul B'naisam, and they're not going to marry any shiksas. He says they have it wrong. It's not because befoil they're going to marry shiksa. It's because the chiyuv, the chazal, what chazal wanted to create was a sharpness of the sense of havdalah bein zol la'amim, a type of activity that lends itself to the blurring of the mechitzas, so that some people come to marry a goy. That means that it's an activity that sort of builds bridges, or better said, erases boundaries. An activity that erases boundaries is the etzem a hafka of Kedushas Yisrael and Havdolos Yisrael. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. So the chiyuv to be menimna from drinking samyenim is the chiyuv to create a sense of havdalah. The oiren choishech, it says vayavur kim, oiren choishech. So vayavur kim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the mitzias that you can't have both at the same time. There are things in the world that you can have things at the same time, and they don't cancel each other out. But Oyer Chayshe are automatically either or. Wherever do we have the word of Havdalah, that Havdalah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them mutually exclusive. He defined one by the absence of the other. So things that are ruchnius are defined by the lack of Gashmias more than they're defined by the positive Milas they have. We can't describe something which is Ruchnias in any real way. We don't have vocabulary for it. We can describe it very sharply in what it's not. So we say this is not kosher to anything physical. It's not thing this in this way. That defines it as Ruchnias. So in the Hizbadlus from this world, we're able to be Oymid on the Metzias of that. Okay, any questions? I'm going to have to hold it. Any questions?
No, it's good.
No.
It's good.